Morning, the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, the 24th of March, 2022 will come to order. We have some late submitted documents. Commissioner Broussard.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My motion is I move that the commission consider Reg 2015-04 and Reg 2014-09 draft notices of disposition and determine pursuant to 11 CFR section 2.7 D1. That business so requires and no earlier public announcement was possible.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Broussard. Let me note just for the record and for the public that the vice chair is unavoidably unable to attend this morning's meeting, but we'll have the opportunity to vote on these matters at a later date or at a later time on this date more effectively. Is there any discussion of Commissioner Broussard's motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. As was noted, the first matter on our agenda is the draft notice of disposition in Reg 2015-04. Counselor?
Thank you, Chairman Dickerson, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document number 22-10-A, a notice of disposition. In June 2015, the Commission received two petitions for rulemaking. One petition was from Make Your Laws PAC, Inc. and Make Your Laws Advocacy, Inc. And the second petition was from Craig Holman and Public Citizen. Both petitions asked the commission to revise existing regulations and issue new regulations in response to the Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United v. FEC. In July 2015, the commission published a notification of availability seeking public comment on the petitions, and in response, the commission received over 11,000 comments. After considering the comments, the commission voted in December 2015 on a motion to initiate a rulemaking. Three commissioners voted to initiate a rulemaking and three voted against. Because the act requires an affirmative vote of at least four commissioners to take any action to amend a regulation or issue a new regulation, the draft notice of disposition would notify the public that the commission is not initiating a new rulemaking in response to the petitions. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, Councilor. Colleagues, any questions? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know that some people consider this a housekeeping matter, but I consider it an opportunity. The council accurately described these petitions as coming from Make Your Laws PAC and Public Citizen, but Make Your Laws Advocacy. But they actually started with an earlier petition that was attempted to be filed by my former colleague, Dan Ravel, and me, out of frustration with the commission's inability, it seemed, to move forward on rulemakings to address what we believe to be some of the most important issues that were presented in the wake of the Citizens United decision. And at a very interesting meeting, our colleagues told us that we were not persons for the purposes of the act, and therefore we couldn't file a petition. And that is what prompted these two other groups to file this petition that largely mirrored the petition that Commissioner Ravel and I had originally put forward. So this this petition is one that resonates with me. The issues that are raised in it go to some of the most important issues that the commission continues to grapple with, and raise issues that are fully able to be regulated under the Citizens United decision and consistent with that decision. The petitions address coercion, coordination, disclosure, and the foreign national political spending. And although there was indeed a vote on this in 2015, we have not had a vote on these issues in quite a long time. I do not believe that just because the commission once voted not to initiate a rulemaking means that we are barred from initiating that rulemaking ever again, or a rulemaking on similar subjects. That obviously would be ridiculous because things change and we learn more. Right after Citizens United, I and my colleagues attempted to initiate a rulemaking to address some of these same issues. And we were told at that time that it was too soon, it was too new. We needed more experience to see how the world would evolve in the wake of Citizens United, what practices would evolve, how people would accommodate to the new regime. And it was too early. And then in 2015, we thought we had a few years of experience, and commissioners were still unwilling to support launching a rulemaking. So here we are in 2022, 12 years out from Citizens United, and we still have not done any rulemakings to address the ramifications of that decision, which obviously was just shattered every way that the political world used to operate, and engendered all sorts of new practices and operations. And, you know, I'm not saying that everything that's happened since then has been bad, but it certainly has been different. And our rules, I believe, if we're not written for the world of Citizens United, super PACs, and everything else that has happened since then, including an explosion of activity on the internet, our rules still are back practically in the last century. The rules on coordination were designed in 2002 in the wake of the Buchanan-Feingold law, and a lot has happened in the last 20 years. The facts have changed, and the regs have not kept up. In the very important arena of foreign national spending, last March, the Director of National Intelligence, reporting on foreign threats to the 2020 U.S. federal elections, made a number of key judgments, including that Russia and Iran carried out separate influence operations designed to undermine certain presidential candidates and support others in 2020. Both countries spread false information about voting system security to undermine public confidence in elections, processes, and results. Lebanese Hezbollah, Cuba, and Venezuela each took steps to influence the 2020 election. And the U.S. saw persistent Russian cyber efforts to gain access to election infrastructure in 2016. All this has happened since 2015, when we last had a vote on these petitions. These are all concerted efforts by foreign nationals to make expenditures within the purview of commission jurisdiction. The Act defines an expenditure as any purchase, payment, distribution, loan, advance, deposit, or gift of money, or anything of value made by any person for the purpose of influencing any election for federal office. Federal law flatly bars foreign nationals from making such expenditures. Now, of course, there's been a lot of Supreme Court jurisprudence on the definition of expenditure, and it has been narrowed in the context of U.S. citizens trying to express themselves under the First Amendment. However, in June 2020, the Supreme Court ruled in USAID the AOSI 2, second in our series that has a lot of initials in it, that as a matter of American constitutional law, foreign citizens outside U.S. territory do not possess rights under the U.S. Constitution. So while the reading of the term expenditure has been narrowed to protect the rights of American citizens, according to the Supreme Court, we don't have to worry about that when we are looking at how to regulate foreign nationals outside U.S. territory that might be trying to influence U.S. elections. And again, this recent Supreme Court opinion could have a major bearing on how we can regulate and on the scope of both the statute and commission regulations, old and new. These are implications that a rulemaking would and should sort out. And that's just the foreign nationals. Coordination, as I said, our coordination rules were really written in 2002, before, obviously, Citizens United, before super PACs, and before the explosion of activity on the internet and the political arena that has really affected our coordination rules, because frankly, they don't hold up under the pressure of all of this new activity. They're like Swiss cheese, and the holes are bigger than the cheese at this point. We really seriously need to revise these rules in order to address everything that has happened. We continue to get complaints, on a regular basis. And under our regulations, there is rarely anything that managed to get the votes in order to move forward. And I too struggle sometimes to find legal justification for moving forward against activity that sure looks like coordination under the common sense definition of the term. And yet our regulations weren't written to in anticipation of any of the conduct that that has evolved. So we almost never get any action on any of these coordination complaints that we continue to get. We've seen corporations flex their muscles to force the political activities of their employees. Again, activities that our regulations don't really have the wherewithal to address, and that we can't get their votes to address under them. There's been $1 billion in dark money spent in our politics and our disclosure rules, which were endorsed in Citizens United. The whole concept of disclosure has been robustly endorsed by the Supreme Court, and yet there's still $1 billion in dark money, and every single election sees more of it, more ways that people on both sides of the aisle are working around the rules, because the rules were enforced for these situations. So as in my view, this proposed rulemaking is even more important than it was when we first initiated the petition. Now, of course, if we issued an NPRM, it doesn't commit us to writing any particular regulation or any regulation at all. What it does is kick off the process where we can open topics to public comment and get public comment. And indeed, when these petitions were put out for public comment in 2015, we got over 11,000 comments, and most of them were highly supportive of our initiating the rulemaking. And indeed, we have a new slate of commissioners since then, new ideas to take into account, and new thoughts that could really benefit, new thinking that could really benefit the agency and the public in considering new rules. So with everything that has happened in the last 20 years since we've revised our coordination regulations, and the last dozen years since the Citizens United decision came down, I think we are long overdue to initiate a rulemaking on exactly these topics, on disclosure, on foreign nationals, on coordination, on coercion. And I, at an appropriate time, Mr. Chairman, intend to move that we do just that.
Thank you, Commissioner. Colleagues? And let me know the complaints. As was noted, a vote was taken on this matter 7 years ago. The term of a commissioner is 6 years. I wasn't here. Two current members of the commission were, one of whom approved this on tally. This is an effort by the new crop of commissioners that Commissioner Weintraub referred to, a bipartisan effort to clear a backlog that has been created over 10 years of emotional and often unproductive infighting. And with respect, this matter should have been closed when the commission failed by the 4 votes required by the statute to adopt and to open a rulemaking. Now, that doesn't prevent anyone from taking advantage of any of the points you have made, Commissioner Weintraub, to present to us a new petition, which we would act on in due course. But the public is entitled to finality and predictability at some point, not measured in years. And to have a commission that works on the work in front of it rather than refighting votes from the Obama administration. So with respect, I do not think that that is the appropriate course. I agree with my colleague, Commissioner Broussard, who sits with me on the Regulations Committee, in thinking that clearing this backlog and allowing us to move forward is the better approach, and I will be voting accordingly.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Trainer.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to thank you for taking the step of trying to clear the backlogs that we have and giving the public the opportunity to know where we stand. I've been here a little longer than you have. It's been 6 months as chairman. During that time, the issue of this particular rulemaking was never brought to my attention as something that needed to be addressed as a pressing matter. So I never put it on an agenda. And during the past year, it wasn't brought forward as a pressing matter. And I see this continual effort by some of our colleagues to want to hold things open under the guise of, well, we might be able to work on them, we might be able to come to a consensus, we might take a look at them. And I think that gives the wrong impression to the folks who look to us for guidance in what to do in the campaign finance realm. I think that people deal best when there is certainty in regulations. And I think by closing this particular rulemaking, it gives certainty to those that are regulated by the Act to know what the rules are today. And again, as you said, this process is open and available to anyone that wants to re-engage in this process. And if there truly are 11,000 people that are concerned, then I would suspect that by the end of the day today, maybe tomorrow, by sometime next week, we would see another petition for rulemaking with some updated information as to which direction we might want to go in a rulemaking. So again, I just thank you for putting this on the agenda and allowing us to give some certainty to those that are regulated by what we do here at the commission.
Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the chairman mentioned, I am a part of the regulations committee, and I will say that I did strongly push and bring this to the attention of the regulations committee to move forward with this. I consider these administrative actions, but in no way to foreclose an additional new petition that may be coming in. And if there should happen to be one, then the commission, I believe, will consider it in due course. Everything that I believe the Commissioner Weintraub has mentioned about the need of it, I concur with. But in the effort to preserve the resources of our policy division, who has had these items held over their head for a significant period of time, and there are other matters that they can resolve, I did push this forward and I did support it on tally, and I will support closing these matters. Thank you.
Further discussion? Mr. Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just like to point out to my colleagues that petitions are not the only way that the commission can do rulemakings. We can do it on our own initiation. We don't have to wait for a petition. These happen to be petitions that raise what I think are some of the most compelling issues that we ought to be considering in the rulemaking context. So, and it is, all due respect to my colleague, it's not true that the need for rulemakings in this area has never come up. In fact, I believe it came up on Tuesday in our very most recent meeting as we were going through the enforcement docket. And I said then, and I have said recently in open and in closed sessions, that we really, really need to revise some of these rules, particularly in the coordination context. So the need for these rulemakings goes on, and we can dispose of this one petition, but it is not going to solve the problem that our rules dramatically need to be updated, and we haven't done it since Citizens United.
Appreciate that, Commissioner, and I look forward to the memo from your office that might start up such a process. But this is
not
the forum nor the procedure. Any further discussion? Any motions? Commissioner Broussard?
Wait, Mr. Chairman?
I just recognize Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There is something that was mentioned by both of my colleagues, the chairman and Commissioner Weintraub, that I would like to redirect is that we are now at a new commission comprised with six individuals, which I think appreciates that opportunity for us to work together. So I do understand the Commissioner Weintraub's point that the commission could do this, but now is the time for us to come together to see what we can try to resolve. And this is one of those that I would, as part of the regulations committee, I look forward with working with the chairman to see if we can move forward on this. So let's continue to work together as a commission on the points that we can agree on, and remember that there's still a lot of work for us to do together. That's all. Thank you.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, as I previewed before, I would like to make a motion initiating rulemaking.
I would like to take a 5-minute break to consult with a parliamentarian, as I believe such a motion would be out of order. Can we take 5 minutes, Madam Secretary?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
The meeting is now live.
Mr. Chairman, we are live recording and you may reconvene the meeting when ready.
Thank you. We are reconvening the public meeting of the Federal Election Commission. It remains the 24th of March, 2022, although it is now 10:34 in the morning. Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have been advised that my I make a motion to be ruled out of order. I yield to the judgment of the parliamentarian, and I will you can look forward to my presenting at a later meeting.
I do look forward to that and to its consideration in the ordinary course. Is there further discussion? Are there motions? Commissioner Cooksey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to Reg 2012-01, Electioneering Communication Reporting Draft Notices of Disposition, I move approval of agenda document number 22-09-A.
Thank you very much. Is there any discussion of the motion?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that's the wrong document.
Mr. Chair, yes.
It's 22-10A. Sorry, Chairman. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, sir.
The acting deputy is correct. The 22-09A was the item that was resolved on tally, and the correct agenda document for 2015-04 is 22-10-A.
Commissioner Cooksey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, as always, to the Secretary's office for the correction. I was looking at the wrong item on the agenda. So with regard to Reg 2015-04, Citizens United 2 Draft Notice of Disposition, I move approval of agenda document 22-10-A.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes with 4 in favor. The commissioners Broussard, Cooksey, Trainer, and myself, 1 opposed, Commissioner Weintraub, and the vice chair unavoidably absent. Let us move to the next matter on our agenda, which is Reg 2014-09, which is very similarly situated. Council.
Thank you, Chairman Dickerson. In November 2014, the commission received a petition for rulemaking from Public Citizen regarding the Commission's federal contractor regulations in 11 CFR Part 115. The petition asked that the Commission amend its regulations regarding federal contractors to include certain factors for determining whether entities of the same corporate family are distinct business entities for purposes of the prohibition on contributions by federal contractors. In March 2015, the Commission published a notice of availability seeking public comment on the petition, and in response, the Commission received approximately 19,750 comments. After considering the comments, the Commission voted in November 2015 on a motion to initiate a rulemaking. 3 commissioners voted to initiate a rulemaking, and 3 voted against. Because the act requires an affirmative vote of at least 4 commissioners to take any action to amend a regulation, the draft notice of disposition at agenda document number 22-11-A would deny the petition for rulemaking. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. Colleagues? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This petition concerned our regulations on federal contractors. Over 80 years under federal law, government contractors have been prohibited from directly or indirectly making a contribution to any political party, political committee, federal candidate, or any person for any political purpose or use. This prohibition serves an important purpose of protecting the merit-based administration of government contracts, avoiding pay-to-play, and ensuring that government personnel involved in contracting decisions are free from political coercion. And we have seen in the last number of years, including since this petition was last voted on, new cases that arise, corporations that have very intricate structures where it is not clear who's controlling the decision making, but they set up legal boundaries, and I think that our commission, our regulations are inadequate. Perhaps my colleagues actually agree with me on this. In MERS 7180, Geo Corrections Holdings, last August, our Office of General Counsel had collected evidence clearly demonstrating that GCH acted as little more than a corporate shell for other entities that were indisputably government contractors. We had RTD on that on a bipartisan basis, and yet when it came up again, our the current panel of commissioners, our colleagues said that the Office of General Counsel may have been well-intentioned, but absent formal rulemaking, there was really nothing that we could do. So it seems to me that formal rulemaking, there seems to be some consensus that we need formal rulemaking on this topic. Now, I'm not going to make a motion that we initiate one today because I've been told that it would be ruled out of order, but we certainly will be preparing a proposal to present at a meeting in the near future.
Commissioner, further discussion? Seeing none, are there any motions? Commissioner Cooksey?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Try to get this one right. With respect to Reg 2014-09, Federal Contractors Draft Notice of Disposition, I move approval of agenda document number 22-11-A.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm pausing in case Council would like to weigh in on the motion. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion passes with 4 in favor, Commissioner Broussard, Commissioner Cooksey, Commissioner Traynor, and myself, 1 opposed, Commissioner Weintraub, and the Vice Chair unavoidably absent. Mr. Staff Director, are there any management or administrative matters the Commission needs to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
Thank you very much, sir. The meeting stands adjourned.